Mark Krikorian, Democrats Try to Use Dead Child as Martyr for Open Borders. By Neil Monroe on December 14, 2018. President Donald Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen must wrap the blame for the dehydration death of a 7-year-old migrant child around the necks of her father, Ninth Circuit judges, and open border progressives, says Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Democrats are trying to turn this poor little girl into a martyr for open borders, he said. Most Americans are not closely following the details, and they can be swayed by media magnified emotional arguments from the Democrats, Krikorian said. Democrats, he said, are always on the lookout for a martyr for their cause that they can use to manipulate people's emotion, and this poor little girl is the latest candidate. The administration has said, this is a terrible tragedy, and is why we beg you not to illegally cross the border. That is fine for the DHS, but the secretary or the president needs to say affirmatively this father killed his little girl. It is his fault. He deserves to burn in hell. You can't be apologetic here, because Democrats want to bully Americans through emotional manipulation. You cannot win over the public if you are in fetal crouch apologizing for yourself. You need to make clear where the blame is. Democrats are shamelessly using the dead child because they believe in open borders, Krikorian said. For progressives, the cause of open borders is an emotional thing. It is not about votes or cheap labor, they believe. It is immoral to keep people out, period. The progressives' urge for open borders is entwined with their belief that Trump and his many millions of supporters are morally corrupt, Krikorian said. They feel that Trump is evil in this girl's death. Gives them a moral free zone. The opportunity to denounce the latest crime by history's greatest monster, he said. Instead of defending themselves with cold facts and dry logic, administration officials must put the emotional blame for the child's death where it belongs, he said. The father is the chief culprit. Anybody who is using his child as a get-out-of-jail card and is dragging her through the inhospitable desert is a dirtbag, he said, adding. Next is Congress more generally. It is more diffuse responsibility, but we've known for quite a while these loopholes have not been plugged. There has been more willingness among the Republicans, but GOP leadership chose not to make it a priority. The Border Patrol cannot be blamed, because it annually saves hundreds of migrants from dying as they try to sneak through U.S. border defenses, even as many others die in the parched scrubland as they try to reach lower-wage jobs in Democrat-run cities, Krikorian said. The Border Patrol is a dry land coast guard that saves more illegal immigrants than this braying anti-borders mob. These are just regular guys, a third at least is Hispanic, and so the claim of the racial thing is beneath contempt. Democrats want to pin the blame on the administration because they want to gradually chop away barriers on the border, he said. The Democrats are using this cynically as a cudgel against the very idea of immigration enforcement. It is shameless. It is really shameless. The left is objectively in favor of open borders. They deny it if you ask them straight out, but they are opposed to any meaningful measure to enforce the borders. Anytime there is a tragedy like this, they immediately turn it into an excuse for weakening the borders, and say it the same when you point to an illegal immigrant criminal as a reason for tightening the borders. They charge you with acting irresponsibly. Democrats feel bad about this death. They are genuinely in an uproar. But at the same time, they are cynically manipulating this tragedy for their political purposes. I don't doubt they feel bad about this, but they believe what? Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. The logical conclusion of the Democrats' outrage over this is that there should be no border enforcement because any rules about border control will also create people who evade them. And it is an evasion of the laws that is the responsible mechanism for this tragedy. The only logical conclusion is that we must have open borders. Krikorian's point was highlighted by a December 14 statement from Amnesty International, which was formed to win amnesties for prisoners in Soviet jails. The statement said, "This was not the first death at the southern border, and sadly, it will not be the last. Children seeking protection should never be detained." Similarly, many Democrats are trying to blame the Border Patrol because the child was in a large group of migrants who walked through the scrub to put themselves in the custody of 4 Border Patrol officers. The second-ranking Democrat in the House shared that claim. Nationwide, The U.S. establishment's economic policy of using legal migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor that blue-collar and white-collar employees. The cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices, pricing poor U.S. Latinos and blacks out of prosperous cities, such as Berkeley and Oakland.